Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Sorry, interference from the government.
Welcome back to the shack. I wasn't expecting that.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Wilbur.
Were you about to say I'm Daniel?
Maybe.
Because I about said I'm Wilbur. Well, oh, gosh. I need a beer.
Well, Daniel, we're here in the shack. It's a new day. It's a glorious new day in the shack. And you know what? If we were to relocate this shack to a different place, where would we go?
Well, good news is I have 96 cities that actually started as 40 cities, but 96 cities that look perfect.
Perfect to avoid?
Yeah. Don't go to these places. The C40 Consortium?
C40 Consortium.
Consortium. It's just a unique word.
It is. What is a consortium?
I'm going to assume it's just a fancy word for group.
Well, let's find out while you're...
All right, so I'm on the C40 Consortium Cities website. So the C40 is a global network of mayors of world's leading cities that unite in action to confront the climate crisis. Mm. We're just going to go through their website and talk about all of this.
Mm. Well, a consortium is an association typically of several business companies. An association of several business companies.
So these are mayors of cities. So that right there, everybody, that tells you stuff right now. All right, cities, stories, good green jobs. Discover the green jobs now in Quezon City, Salvador, and Seattle that are transferring residents' lives and helping them build prosperous, healthier, and more equitable communities.
Was that first one a Chinese city?
Quezon?
I'm just guessing, right?
I'm not sure. We'll look up where it is. It's all Quezon, right. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
It's not spelled very complexly.
Sounds Asian.
How do you spell Quezon if just for me saying it?
I don't know.
Just spell it.
Q U A.
Close. Keep going.
Z. H. Nope. A. N. Z. N. G.
Okay, maybe it's not. Q U E Z O N.
Oh.
Quezon.
Okay. Not what I was expecting.
I think it may be South American.
You might be right on this. Pronunciation.
Yeah, well, Daniel's good at pronunciation.
Yes, he is.
Which
many years of school.
Everybody will already pick up on this. That, you know, this is probably not a good thing. Some of this stuff. So, me and Wilbur were discussing it before we got into the episode, is that the Green Movement, I believe it was like the Black Lives Matter movement, that I truly believe it was started with good, purposeful, good intentions that corporations hijacked and manhandled into something else.
See, I think the Green Movement has been just a deception from the get-go, but I think it's a power grab between people in like the oil industry and then other alternative energy.
See, I don't
trying to take a chunk of that.
I do not think you understand the Green Movement.
Okay.
So a guy, one of my bosses from a company I used to work for, was a major lawyer in the 60s and 70s for the Green Movement.
Okay.
As far as cleaning up water and stuff like that. That was when the Green Movement started. Nothing to do with oil and coal until the 90s.
I think I'm more or less talking just like how we say we have to shift all of our energy from coal to
Be fun, but that's not the Green Movement.
Gotcha.
That's the tail end of the modern day Green Movement.
So that's the
Green Movement really hijacks. Started in the 70s.
Yeah. So we're talking about the
Clean Water Act and stuff like that, making the world a better place for us in life.
It turned negative, or at least hijacked when.
And I don't think it's all negative. I want to make that very clear. There's good things in this still.
Maybe our words are just... We're saying the same thing, but our words are mixing.
It's been happening for 4 years.
It turned evil. The whole point of it is it's deceiving people now.
Not the whole point now. I think there's chunks of it that are.
I think the whole major thing is hijacked. I think everything's hijacked at this point. Oh, 100%.
Mm-mm.
100% it is. Mm-mm. Well, 100%. How can you say that it's not when they say... you have to stop, switch over, slow down your car.
See, you're picking
slow down
pieces
all this.
Of the Green Movement and saying that's the whole thing.
It is now. It's not now. 100% it is.
Rewilding is a huge part of the Green Movement, like for the UK and stuff like
yeah.
that. That is nothing bad for it.
But they don't say that stuff falls under the Green Movement anymore. Whenever any Green Movement...
You're picking... Already we're fighting.
Yeah.
You're picking a chunk, the loudest chunk, but it's still just a chunk of the Green Movement.
I guess whenever it's referenced ever, though, it's never referenced in
just
content.
Just in politics.
Exactly.
Because they're all sponsored by oil companies.
Exactly.
But that's what I'm saying is it's not the whole Green Movement.
Correct.
That's okay. That's already something different than you said 2 minutes ago.
Well, we need to...
You just said it was all the Green Movement.
We need to separate then. We need to make a distinction between the Green Movement,
you're talking
which is
about
now,
the energy system.
Yes.
That's fine, but the Green Movement, like the rewilding of the UK, is a big part of the Green Movement. They're getting tons of funding for it.
Yeah.
And it's all good.
Okay.
Because it's taking stripped land area and trying to turn it back into usable habitat.
Right. Good.
That's a part of the modern day, right now, Green Movement.
But not anyone in that's doing that project has zero part in anything that has to do with all the stuff that they're putting into law and stuff that affects all of us. And our everyday lives.
It does. So those big bills, that's worked in there. Same mm-hmm. with the oil and same with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. There are good and bad parts in this thing. The loudest is just the oil industry or the energy industry.
Yeah, but it's the loudest part that actually changes your life, changes our lives. That thing in the UK, it's great for the world, 100% great for it. But it doesn't affect you or me as an individual. It's all the other stuff where they put these laws in place that affects your everyday normal life.
They both affect
changes.
You.
Changes. Huh?
They both affect you. The healthier the world gets, the better it is
Correct.
For us.
That's an indirect effect that is a great thing, positive.
Yes.
But the flip side is the direct effect is always negative, and that's the issue I have, I think. It's the direct.
I think you're speaking in too much absolutes for me.
Maybe. Maybe we both are. Maybe the whole soul Green Movement
but
is an
that's
absolute...
what they've always done is
yeah.
they roll these big laws in together.
For sure, yep.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Is that even these laws that'll change that we're going to talk about here
yeah.
with flights and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There is also stuff that is mixed in that is good.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting at.
Gotcha. Okay.
I dealt with those laws a lot. You'd be like, these laws about the oil industry, you would not realize how it affects darter life. Fish,
right, yeah.
You know, like, that. It's on the 2,000th page of the bill.
Right.
But it's all one, that's how they do this stuff.
Right.
So that's all I'm getting at, is that you can't say it's all evil, because it's not. There are humongous chunks that are evil and destructive towards humans. There also are big chunks that are not, that are in the mm-hmm. positive. I'm just putting that out there. Back to the C40 is the global network, like I said, mayors, world's leading cities, are united in action against the climate crisis.
That was a loud one.
That was the hound dog next door.
Oh, I thought that was Atlas.
No. So like I said, city stories. So let's explore the cities. So around the world, C40 mayors and cities are leading taking ambitious collective and urgent climate action against to align with science-backed targets. They work together across borders in order to protect people and communities everywhere and build a more sustainable, resistant, and equitable future.
Oh, equitable. Great.
Yeah. So let's see African countries. Abidjan, Archaea, Adidas, Cape Town. Okay. Dakar, Dar es Salaam, Durban.
You might as well just be saying nonsense because I don't know any of these places except Cape Town. I literally know none of where these are located.
Lagos. You know where Lagos? Johnsonsburg? Freetown? I actually know where Freetown is.
Yeah, it's in Africa.
Yeah. Uramali? Nabara? Tswane.
Yeah, I know Cape Town.
All right. Central East Asia.
Oh, gosh. Even more an area I don't know.
Beijing.
Okay, I know where that is.
Chandua? Delhi, Prazun, the Gorizon, the Hangzhou, Hong Kong, Nanjing, King Boa, Shaolin, Shenzhen, Wulin, and Xinjiang.
Okay. So we got a good handful. So, okay. We go
East, from Southeast Asia, East and Southeast Asia and Oceania.
Okay. So now, okay, that part of the world.
Auckland. Which is New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Bangkok.
Thailand.
Hue, Vietnam. Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam.
Ho Chi Minh.
Is that how you say that?
Ho Chi Minh, yep.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Kuala Lumpur.
Is it?
Or, yes. Yeah, there's some old temples there.
Melbourne, Australia. Quezon City, which Quezon is actually in the Philippines. So we were both wrong in our preemptive guesses.
Ah.
Seoul, Singapore, Sydney, Tokyo, and Yokohama.
Uh-huh. Yokohama.
Europe, Amsterdam, Athens, Barcelona. Barcelona. How do you say that city?
Barcelona, but yeah. I like Barcelona. It sounds like
Berlin, Copenhagen, Hindenburg. Istanbul.
Not Constantinople.
Lisbon. London. Madrid. Malin. Oslo. Paris. Rome. Rotterdam. Stockholm. Tel Aviv. Is that really? Tel Aviv?
I'm assuming.
In Israel?
Yes.
In Warsaw.
Okay.
Latin America.
Ah.
Botega. Buenos Aires. Fortsil. Oh my gosh, this one in Mexico. Guadalajara.
Yep.
Lima. Peru. Lima.
Yeah, I was going to say, the one time you say it wrong.
Mexico City. Cuta. Rio de Janeiro. Salvador. Santo Rigo. And Sao Paulo.
Okay, and now?
North America.
Okay, here's our neck of the woods.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm going to get some of these wrong, too. Austin, Boston. I don't like those two being that close together.
I know, right?
Chicago, Houston, Los Angeles, Miami, Montreal, New Orleans, New York, Philadelphia, Phoenix, Portland, San Francisco, Seattle, Toronto, Vancouver, and Washington, D.C.
All cities to avoid. The only one one of those cities I want to go to still is New Orleans. Other than that, I don't want
to. Yeah, and it's not even for New Orleans. No, it's just for Southern Louisiana.
Yeah, it's for the food and the party environment and the beads.
The beads.
I get a lot of beads.
Southwest Asia.
Okay, I thought you did Asia already.
I did Asia three times. Asia's a big continent.
There's more?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Eberbin, India. Meberden. Aram, Jordan. Bulgaria, India. Charia, India. Delhi,
hey. India.
Dhaka, Bangladesh.
You're welcome. Oh,
I know, it sounds like thank you. Malabar, India. Or Mumabar. Croatia, Pakistan. And Dubai, United Arab Emirates.
United Arab Emirates.
Okay.
What was that last one in Pakistan? Let me read it real quick.
Second to bottom.
Oh, Karachi.
Karachi.
Okay. Actually, I knew someone from Karachi. One of my friends from college a long time ago. Yeah, that's funny. Okay. Is that all of them? That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's all of them. Yeah. There's not any Antarctica yet, are there? So, this is like a big list of cities that I would not go to if I were
you. So, this is 96 cities, but I have a really crazy fact for you.
Okay.
These 96 cities make up 22% of the wealth on the planet.
Ain't that insane?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that insane? Okay, so take all these 90... Oh, man. I'm just... With this movement, like the C40 consortium, which is just sounds... It just sounds evil.
Consortium is not like a friendly word.
No, it's just it's a business. These are cities where people live, and they're controlling their lives. Like, okay, no, we'll do it this way because it's better. It's better for you. We know what's best for you. Live in our cities, buy our food, and pay our rent. You know, live in our buildings, live in our homes. Don't own anything for yourself, or grow anything for yourself, or do anything for yourself. We'll do it. You don't even have to drive your own car. We'll provide you one at a fee. But that's for if you can afford it. If you can't walk, you're just gonna have to deal with walking, or because it's better for the environment. Dang it!
Here's a crazy fact for you, and I'm all for bettering the environment. I'm all for
it. But I can't fly my jets if you're out there driving cars every day.
No, it's not even jets. Do you 40% of CO2 production in the planet? Do you know what it's from?
United States military?
Concrete production.
Oh, or that too.
Concrete.
Same difference.
The world is, it's concrete. We stop making concrete tomorrow, 40% of CO2 pollution would disappear.
Yeah, but that's just 40%. What about all the CO2 the ocean absorbs and lets out every day? Everything else pales in comparison.
CO2 absorption?
And release.
Well, yeah, but it's almost a net neutral for itself.
Hmm.
It's also causing bleaching events and stuff like that.
That's up for debate.
No, I know it is.
You seen it?
Yes.
With your own eyes?
Yes.
Where?
So in our lab,
yeah.
We help produce...
You weren't there.
Okay. If you're going to yell at me, I'm not going to talk to you.
In your lab what? In your lab what?
So we worked with one of the coral... to try to reintroduce them. We were literally breeding coral resistant to bleaching to try to reintroduce them.
See, why are you... Now you're making it... You're making the problem worse.
How's that making the problem worse?
Because now you're just breeding bleached coral.
You don't listen ever, do you?
Now you know... Or no, you're bleeding bleach resistant. Now when something's bad in the ocean, the coral can't tell you.
Yeah, all the coral's already dead, so it's like... using salamanders to tell the water quality is good.
It's like at least it looks pretty, I guess.
It's like using salamanders to tell the water quality is good. Problem in the U.S., oh, they're all gone.
So that means that should be an indicator.
Yeah, a long time ago. They died a long time ago. No, so Accelerator reports. Okay. This is one other page. Discover how major cities worldwide are delivering onto their communities to take urgent climate action through C4's high-impact accelerators. So before we go to that, measuring the impact of cities' climate action, what is a high-impact accelerator?
It sounds like
I got it right.
Oh, the CERN thing.
Yeah, a particle accelerator. A high impact accelerator is the framework developed by the C40 to support cities in taking urgent action right now. Accelerators help cities prosper critical sectors and impact science-based solutions that address climate change in creating more equitable and resistant communities.
What's that mean?
Nothing. It means nothing.
Yeah.
Why do cities join high impact? Cities and mayors join accelerators to demonstrate their commitment to tackling the climate crisis, to access support in delivering impactful climate action. By joining the cities, the mayors benefit the C4 unique insights, expertise, network, and facilitates peer-to-peer sharing. Cities collaborating to show how they are processing towards their goals, sharing their achievements, and their challenges that they encounter.
Yeah, here's our, here, we're sharing goals in how we control human population. Here, this is my notes. This is what works on dealing with these people.
What is the impact of the C40 accelerators? Since 2017, 74 C40 cities have committed to taking action by joining the C40 City High Impact Accelerators. Along with the C site up to the accelerator, there is promptly city-led climate active across various sectors, including, and I'll read you the list, and their cities they belong to. I've been misreading all day, and I just read that whole stupid paragraph fine.
Perfect.
Because it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Electrifying public transportation.
Okay.
Seoul's big thing. Deployed over 1,000 electric buses and 27 hydrogen fuel cell buses.
I'm down with hydrogen fuel.
The city only buys zero-emission buses since 2021. So they've completely, the city has not bought a single gas bus.
Okay.
So they're only buying electric and hydrogen.
Okay.
But they have 1,000 electric and 27 hydrogen. So they're much more leaning on the electric.
So,
which highly depends on where you get your electric from, if it's green or not.
I was just going to say that. So if they're doing that, so that means that the buses have to run on electricity. So if that's the case.
Or hydrogen. They can't run on gas or
diesel. Hydrogen still requires, you can't just run pure hydrogen. You have to still have some sort of fuel. So it has to have some sort of gas or something, you know, to mix with it. So
it could be a corn ethanol.
Could be something like that.
That's considered green and it's burnable.
So, but if you're going to run all your public transport on that, then yeah, you're going to have something to charge it. So how are you creating the electricity for your grid to support all that?
Coal fire power plants.
Oh, okay, cool.
Don't worry about it.
So yeah, the city can do it. You can't benefit. Yeah.
You can't. Energy consumption, Paris. Implemented an energy-saving plan for city's building, reducing heating temperatures, delaying winter heating by a month.
What? They're going to delay?
No, they're not going to. They did.
Oh, okay.
They did delay winter heating by a month, cutting the oriental lighting. This led to a 6.7% energy reduction by winter of 2023. They wouldn't let them turn on their heating for another month.
That's
not exactly what that means. They highly suggested that you do not turn on your building's heating.
And France, that's France, Paris, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
And President Macron, and they're part of France is part of the big circle of these countries that are getting together to screw every single working class individual human being on the planet. But you ever seen the president of France's, the controversy around his wife?
Mm-mm.
So I guess she has no history.
Oh, she's not real?
No, she's real, but she's may not be who she's saying she. She may have changed things throughout her life and then erased her past, her former life.
Don't they
life.
Call it a spook? Like for the government?
I think it more or less, not that. I don't think it's that. I know what you're saying. It's not that. I think she lived her beginning half of her life or most of her life as a male. And then now.
Oh, like Obama?
Now she, yes.
Like Michelle.
Michelle. And, we don't know. But this one,
No, Michelle's a man.
This one, there's literally no.
I'm pretty sure I've seen her play for the NFL.
Okay. Now you're going a little too far.
What do you mean?
Pretty sure, yeah. That you know,
she looks like a linebacker.
You know that didn't happen. But what I'm saying with this lady, there's literally zero history of her. And I think it became a thing in France. Like people are asking, okay, well, where's the pictures of her anywhere in her history? And I think they produced one. There was one photo that someone they were able to bring forward publicly.
Are you talking about this? It sounds like you're talking about Michelle.
No, this is the in France.
I feel like we had the same conversation about Michelle.
It might. Well, there's photos of her. Again, you don't know if they're photoshopped. I don't know, but with this lady, there's none. There's not any. You can't find any. I just thought it was funny.
We're got a lot more to get through.
Yeah.
Urban nature and resistances. And this is China. Restore 8 parks and 32 water bodies. Develop vertical gardens.
Hmm.
As plans to deploy 57 sponge parks to mitigate floodings.
Sponge parks?
Yep. This is like wetland mitigations and stuff like that, which we help put in. But basically, it's called a riparian zone. Riparian zones are almost gone in most major developed countries.
Okay. What's a riparian zone?
So it's the zone, like, it's most time it's about 100 meters wide right before you meet a creek or a river or okay. a big moving body of water. Riparian zone is known as a sponge zone. It's what stops flooding, stops extreme damages, and helps direct the river.
Okay.
We got rid of riparian zone. That's why we have dramatic flooding. And yeah. That's why we lose people to flooding.
Because we're right on top of the river.
The river can also leave.
Gotcha.
And it grabs a whole bunch of garbage now, and then it has like a fist.
Okay.
So that's what's also super dangerous with a flood, as there's a fist of debris it takes with it. And I'm not joking.
I know you're
I've
not.
Watched it punch steel bridges out and stuff like that.
But I'm like, in my head, you said fist twice. I'm just picturing a giant fist flowing down the river, like punching everything.
I've seen it.
I know.
It's like a wall of trees and metal, and it's just...
I'm just picturing like a cartoon fist.
The one we seen in Chicago literally was like a low suspension, like a little bridge, like a little steel bridge.
Yeah.
And it just took it with it. Like it wasn't attached to anything.
Yeah, just grabbed it and go. Water's so powerful.
Angry water is.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Next one is Freetown. Engaging city resistance, or sorry, residents. Establish two-way communication channels between the city council and communities with plans to integrate the youth council for climate governance.
Hmm. Where is this?
Freetown, that's Africa.
Africa, okay. Well, I like the Chinese solution thing that they're working on. That's a good idea.
Are killing everybody?
No. The last one you just said, the sponge zone and the vertical gardens.
Oh, is that China?
Yeah.
I didn't say China.
What'd you say?
Chenea?
Oh.
C-H-E-N-N-I-R-A-I?
Sorry, I misheard you saying China when you said, what is it?
Chania?
Okay, sorry.
I guess it does. In my head, it didn't sound like no. China, but it does.
Maybe you said it fast. It sounded like China, but...
I'm like, where did China come in?
Okay, well, that's what I had heard.
Okay.
But I like that idea.
Sure.
I like the vertical garden idea.
Establishing park spaces in transport Buenos Aires?
Buenos Aires, and that's South America, I believe.
Does it need bus stops where people need... And... Okay. I want to make sure I'm reading this right. Keep in mind, this is the C40 climate city thing.
Consortium.
Designated bus stops with people's needs and gender considerations in mind, making them more comfortable in places, them in more accessible locations.
What?
I didn't misread it. I checked several times.
Okay. So, okay.
People's needs, and I get the... Handicapped spaces in places is just appalling.
They're awful. Like, I mean,
nobody thinks about anything.
No, I agreed. But the other...
And I don't care what your gender is. I don't care.
No, that don't matter. Yeah. But what's that matter where you sit?
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't get why that matters for a bus stop.
Hmm.
It makes...
I'm confused.
I don't care. I don't care what anybody does.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone cares. If... Yeah, if you want to be one of the 57 genders or whatever there is now, but how does that affect a bus stop?
But wait, this is what this one city's like major focus point is?
Yes.
Is this, okay, this is all dumb. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, now I'm like putting it all together. So they made this whole website to make it look appear official. Everything on here is just the farce of appearing official. Why this is dumb. This whole thing is dumb. This whole thing that they're setting up is dumb. Or they're trying to... what's the word? Trying to deceive us by having this. It makes zero logical sense to have 96 different cities and each one has a specialized thing that they're working on in each one that they're sharing notes on.
Yeah, sure.
So, okay.
Not exactly, but yeah.
In a sense, that's kind of how they're making it seem. Like this city's major focus. I only have one more city.
No,
These
are the small group of cities, what they have put forward as their... focuses.
Okay.
Now all of these cities are doing this.
No. I know. Just one.
Yeah.
But just to see though, like if they can implement it in other cities though?
No, it doesn't have to be. Like as far as this looks like, this is just like the public sharing between the cities. Like here's what we accomplished this year.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying that's...
No.
I don't think it's like...
That's stupid. And that last... The one with the bus thing, that's a cultural like issue.
And it may be a real big... I don't know where...
But cultural things
Buenos Aires.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a big issue there. I don't know. I don't know how it affects green.
That's what I was going to say. Like, if it's... That has nothing to do with the climate at all. So why would they even... Why would that be even part of anything they're even putting forward that has nothing to do with the...
Chinea has the best one so far.
So far, they do. Absolutely, they do.
Your riparian zones... we could do a whole episode. I think that riparian zones were directly destroyed to get rid of farmers and to get rid of populations.
Something there.
Every deadly flood in North America is the direct result of a riparian zone destruction.
Wow. Now, is that true, or is that something you're just kind of like...
No, that's basically that is true.
Okay.
Yes, I will go on that limb and say yes.
Okay.
It may not be the only factor related to deadly floods, but no deadly flood has happened where a giant healthy riparian zone is.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure it's impossible.
Interesting.
Because the floods like out west, they get deadly like in the mountains.
Yeah.
There's no riparian zone. They're flash floods.
Right, right.
So they're not normal bodies of water. Riparian zones are really good at their job.
That's why they're there.
Because they slow down, they get rid of flash flooding essentially. Because they stop a lot of the water getting into the systems. They give the systems time to catch up.
Yeah, to build up and build up and Gosh, my garden needs a riparian zone.
2023 Accelerator Program Progress Reports per cities. Let's click on one of these. Oh my gosh, they're whole gigantic booklets. Each one of these is like a gigantic booklet of how each city's doing and each thing.
This is ridiculous.
Let's go to the conspiracy side of it now, because what is his name? Pierce Morgan? Or no, that's
Jordan,
a different guy.
Jordan Peterson was the guy that in the video that we that started this whole
thought
or for this episode. And I'll do my best. I can't do a good Jordan Peterson, but I'll try. It's appalling. It's bloody appalling. I mean, there's kids out. I don't know what he talks about, but
man,
there's young men out here.
They have seriously bought. I'm not joking. This is crazy. So SOE, like buying space on Google and stuff like that.
Okay.
So that's literally like where your thing shows up.
Oh, yes.
So they are the first three pages is just their website.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm not joking.
It's like they
have paid a lot of money for
hiding,
that.
Yeah, they're not hiding anything to bury anything down to the fourth, fifth, sixth page. Oh, boy. Something about this.
Even when you type in the conspiracy stuff with it.
It's gone. Nothing's there.
It's still them.
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
It just, so, all this has all the monikers of like evil deception afoot, like currently in action. This needs something that needs a microscope hovered right over it, like so people can see. Look into the C40 thing. Look into it, please.
I'll get the video pulled up. You keep talking.
Of Jordan Peterson talking?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's coming. But yeah.
This is DW, gosh dang it. We'll do what we want.
Well, yeah, we do whatever we want in the shack. That's why there's a lock on the door, and we can do whatever we want in here. As long as there's no... prying eyes.
I think the lock's on the wrong side of the door, actually.
Well, I didn't install it, so...
Neither did I. It was here when I moved in.
What just happened? Did you turn into... Well, I don't even know that guy's name. Scott something. He's a baseball announcer for the Phillies. But he sounds like this. And I don't know why he has a radio show when you... I can't even talk without hurting my throat. Oh, man.
Keep talking. I'm working.
All right. Well, here, wait. Should I get this or no? No?
I didn't see what it was.
It's Be Truth.
Oh, no. We're busy. Keep talking.
I know. No, but the C40 thing. Okay, so they're basically all these cities, you know, are working together for the betterment of humanity. But cities in general are, in my opinion, are evil things that suck the life out of a human being. Feel like, we're here. Okay, we got the video. Let's sync it up.
I gotta keep talking.
Okay, let's sync it up with the shack equipment here. Let's integrate it with our interface and update to the database. I don't know the words to fill that space, but I want to hear Mr. Peterson talk.
We really need a new computer.
I know.
She's struggling.
The Shack computer is on its last legs. I think if I get... Well, let me run to the store. I'll get a couple more bundles of copper wiring, a new antenna for the roof, and we might be able to at least beam in a better signal from a different satellite, and maybe the computer will work a little bit. Maybe, and maybe not. I don't know. It's hard telling. Is he ready yet?
I think so. Let's try it.
Let's try it. Nope. Wait. Yeah. Is it? No, it's not muted. Dang it. Well, I thought we were figuring it out. Well, while we're waiting, how about we play an ad from our show, from a sponsor of the show?
That sounded good. Just give me 1 second.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Hey, Wilbur.
Yeah, Daniel?
Have you heard about this Flavors of the Forelick Bigfoot Breath Garlic Dust?
I think I've heard inklings around the internet.
It's so good, there has to be a conspiracy here. I think it may be made with adrenochrome, the blood of the innocents, or Nephilim tears. What do you think?
Oh, no. Give me that bottle. Let me see the ingredients list. What? Just raw garlic and pink salt? That's it?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
This is just the elites lying to us.
They were trying to deceive us, but now we know the truth. Flavors of the Forest, Bigfoot Breath, Raw Garlic Dust. It's pure, freeze-dried garlic, which maximizes the flavor potential of any dish you sprinkle this magical seasoning on.
Where would you get this at?
You can get this on flavorsforest.com/corn. That's flavorsforest.com/corn.
Go there, get it for yourself, and investigate the conspiracy. All right, let's try this again.
All right.
40 Consortium is?
Okay. Yeah, so let me turn it up.
Okay, here it comes.
I got it right.
Okay. What are you doing?
Turn it up.
Oh. Are you
sure? I've heard of it, but I don't know enough about it. It's a consortium of municipalities, 40 of the biggest cities in the world. They've all signed on to this. So what's their agenda? You can't even believe this is true. One short-haul flight per person every 3 years.
What?
Yeah.
One short-haul
flight per person every 3 years.
3 years, okay. Okay.
So that's already the first big thing.
Okay, so you can't fly anywhere only but once a year.
No, once every 3 years.
Once every 3 years, sorry. So that means you can probably drive anywhere you want, right?
Does that mean you can't fly back?
I think the whole flight is there.
Oh, I was like, you can go to Florida.
Yeah,
you can't walk back.
Yeah. I think the whole means to and from, or from and to.
Okay. That's the first thing. What do you think about that?
Evil. Okay. But evil as far as the fact is... restricting transportation.
Okay.
95% reduction in private automobile ownership. You know this.
Oh, so you can't drive anywhere. Oh.
Yeah, the next thing.
So, okay.
Yeah, 95% reduction.
Can't fly nowhere for 3 years. Hey, guess what? Shucks, can't drive nowhere either. Guess you're bound
been on
to this.
A public bus station, like bus system?
Have I ever been on one?
Yeah.
No.
It's the worst thing ever.
No, not like that. No.
In America, at least.
Not like traveling around like a city? Heck no. Heck no.
Maybe, I never did, I wanted to do, when I was in college, I wanted to do the Go Bus super bad, which is like a college, it's like a...
Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah, so, because it was in my town that I was in, like it literally stopped like right outside my dorm and then end in the town near us.
Because wasn't it like super, super cheap? Or was it like funded by... something else or something.
Yeah,
I
think it was subsidized because it was like $9 to come home.
Yeah, it was like nothing.
Yeah. So, like, you could do it super effectively.
Like, affordable.
Yeah, it was mostly like it's mostly geared towards college kids. It stops and like so they can go home on the weekends and you know, so that there is good. Like I said, there is good in this stuff with the bad. Like having that kind of system in place.
Yeah, that's fine. That's good. But yeah. they're probably gonna say that thing's now bad. Now the super bus probably bad because it's just. Well, this is just unfettered, you know, diesel burning that we.
Well, you can make it electric. I don't care. Yeah. I really don't care.
Yeah.
If anybody thinks a humongous battery in a coal fire plant is any better than gasoline, it's not.
Right. Exactly.
It's not. I do think you should go green and help the environment.
Yeah.
But be smart about it.
100%. But not what anything they're proposing is not.
I've always hated electric car people that are like that. Destroying the environment. I have an electric car. Yeah.
Yeah,
where do you plug your car in?
Yeah.
If you're in this part of the country, you are still using a coal fire plant. You see that black billowing stuff coming out of it and all the selenium coming into the river?
Yeah. And you see how'd they make that battery again?
Yeah.
Oh, it's lithium.
Destroying an African village to make these kids African dig.
I think South America too.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think Argentina has got like a big lithium or
cobalt.
Yeah, cobalt.
Africa's
one cobalt, of
the
yeah.
biggest cobalt mines in the world, and they have like that one African cobalt ones. Mine. Has 10,000 people inside the hole, and they have like these little kids working and stuff. And they always said like, I think it was Tesla's, one of the Teslas.
Oh,
like,
it wouldn't shock me.
They're like, no, there's no kids working in that. We make sure. And then somebody snuck in and took a video, and it was literally just kids.
Kids, yeah.
All right.
Next.
Idea: we're gonna have electric cars. Yeah. Everyone knows the grid can't withstand that. No meat consumption.
I know. Europe right now, yeah. And everywhere we go, it feels like people are evangelizing veganism to us.
Yeah. Finally, three items.
Okay, wait. Let's stick with the meat one.
So the cities are proposing no meat, huh?
They're working towards a no meat. And this is a watered-down version of this interview. I want to make that clear.
Yes.
This is actually about a 40-minute long thing, segment. You know, so we're just taking the highlights out for this little video that they did. It is eliminating almost all meat production or meat consumption and replacing it with either 3D fake meat, 3D printed meat, or vegan vegetarian diets
or bugs.
That's not even on their list.
Really?
When they were talking about it in the full interview, it's we've talked about the bug thing is not a real thing,
but I could see them doing it.
There's very few, like it's never going to make you eat bugs because then there's still got to be people that's farming the bugs and people growing food.
Right. But you said, is bugs like the most dense, like
they're the best food.
Yeah.
So they don't want you to have good food.
Well, I mean, they can grow. Like
no, it's still
farm
good
a lot you. Of bugs.
Yeah, sure, but it's super dense in protein. It's got the omega acids and stuff like that. Bugs are truly good for you to eat.
Mm.
You know, the issue you take is being forced to be eating bugs, and I agree. Yeah. Anything you're forced to be eating, you shouldn't eat.
I still feel like if you eat enough bugs, you're probably going to get sick.
If you eat enough beef, you're going to get sick. What do you think congestive heart failure is?
Well, that's bad beef.
Eggs.
What about eggs? Eggs are a superfood.
Yeah, you eat too many of them, you get cholesterol problems.
That's a lie by the fake...
Believe me, I love eggs.
Big food. That's the pasteurized eggs, all the fake eggs.
Pasteurized eggs.
All the stuff they're doing to eggs.
I've never bought eggs in a carton.
Right, and you're fine.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I'm also heavily overweight.
Well, we didn't say how many eggs yet. Eight?
No, so...
I don't know.
That's all I'm saying is that... The bugs was just a scare tactic to make people go to like the 3D printed meat faster.
Yeah, which I bet in all these cities it's
3D printed meat. The bugs are never going to make you eat bugs.
Yeah,
they're never going to do it. They just did it to scare you into being like, well, at least this thing looks like a steak.
Right. Yeah.
At least
exactly.
It kind of tastes like a steak. You know, it resembles a steak.
And I actually knew someone that was living in this area. This was not last year. I think it was the year before. He was moving. It was one of my friend's friends. So I didn't know him personally, but I met him and got to talk to him. So I'm like, oh, yeah, so where are you moving? Like, he's moving to, like, New York or something to work in a 3D printed meat lab to make chicken. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be working on being an operator on one of the new machines. And I just, like, you're going to do that? Yeah. You're going to eat it? Oh, yeah. Oh, we're not the same people. We're just...
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's his last little thing.
Of clothing a year. That's their plan.
No.
Absolutely. How much bloody clothing do you need? Yeah. The planet's at stake, you know, and you need to drive. What makes you so special? Yeah. What puts you above the rats and the weeds? Exactly.
Stay home, watch porn, and get Uber Eats from the electric car.
Yep.
Just shut up, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you get Uber Eats. What are you going to get? You're roasted. What?
Mushrooms.
Soy. So you can grow breasts as a man. These blood.
So the last thing you said before you went off the rant was 3 articles of clothing a year.
That's insane.
Textiles.
Now, I'm not opposed to somebody choosing that lifestyle, but to force that on people? Or you got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be kidding me.
It makes no sense because there are plenty, if you are fully into this lifestyle, there are plenty of clothing options that are fully plant-based.
Yeah.
Including plant-based dyes, all kinds of stuff. Like
all the way down the line.
Yeah.
You know, we used to make clothing back in the day out of cotton.
Yeah.
100% cotton.
No.
Wait, that comes from a plant.
I think people forgot that.
Huh. Like, no, we should start putting plastic and all polyester, you know. Let's start mixing all this stuff into it. That'll make it better. That's a better product. That's normal. That's normal. And then we'll give you three pairs of it, or 3 individual shirts, 3 individual, I don't know. It's ridiculous. So what's that include? You get 3 pair of pants and 3 pairs of shorts? Or do you only get 2 pairs of pants and 1 pair of shorts?
I think he was, because in the full video, I think he talks about, it's 3
probably
per item.
Right, yeah.
3 shirts, 3 pants.
3 shorts, 3 underwear. You know what this reminds me of, though?
For me, personally, I buy a lot of shirts because I like shirts. I just like shirts.
Me too.
I could get away with that.
What's that?
Just like 3 shorts, 3 shirts.
Oh,
like,
I would love to, actually, be honest. I wouldn't mind as a choice.
It's your choice, yeah.
As a choice, I wouldn't mind it because it would take a lot of the decision-making out of my routine. It would take a lot of, like, the washing out of my routine. It's like, oh, wore this twice. Like this shirt and now this shirt, I'm down to my last one. Better wash my clothes instead of putting it off another day and then just staring at it, hoping it folds itself. Never happens, by the way.
I've waited.
I've watched. I know, me too.
2 months is my record.
One day I may catch it. I may catch it folding itself. For science.
That was a meme, like a whitest kid you know sketch. It wasn't one of theirs.
Yeah.
It was like that kind of thing where it was literally, like, this wife's complaining about, like, I just hate folding clothes, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to let you in on my secret. And she's like, what? And she's like, there's a ghost that folds the clothes here. And she's like, what the hell are you talking about? I just want to ruin it. It's been since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
So she's like, just show me what you're talking about. And he's like, oh, okay. So he takes the laundry basket full of clean clothes just that are like thrown in it. He's like, I just sit him here. And when I come back from work, they'll be folded and put away.
Yeah.
And she just looks at him. And she's like, that's because I fold them and put them away. He's like, what? Just blown away, like,
oh,
what?
Like, I thought that was the joke. I mean, I knew that the whole time.
Yeah, that's no, what that was, so she's like, he's like fighting with her. No,
yeah.
No, it's been happening since I was a kid.
Right, yeah.
She's like, because that was probably your mom. Your mom was folding and putting away your clothes.
No.
And he was like, no,
Yeah.
It's the ghost.
The clothes ghost in the White House.
He's like, I leave her a dollar out or something like that. And she's like, yeah, I find those dollars around the apartment all the time.
That's a good idea, though.
No, so back to horrible cities and horrible things.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to tell you, this reminded me exactly of an episode of Fairly Odd Parents. Let's see if this jogs a memory.
Is it where all the men and women were separated?
No, this was the episode where I think Timmy wishes he blends in, or everyone's like the same. Basically,
oh yeah, everybody turns gray blobs.
A gray blob.
And then they start arguing about shades of gray.
Every house is gray. Everything looks the same. Everything's the same. And then he wears a pink hat out of bubble gum, and everyone freaks out because he's different. That's what this sounds like. It's like trying to push us towards that gray world, which it's what it is. Y'all have to have the same clothes, food.
I don't even understand how they can dream this is they're going to accomplish this goal.
But ain't it crazy they've already, it started?
The only one they can really do is the air traffic control. Because the everyday person can't do it.
Like, oh, yeah.
I don't know how to build a plane.
They're trying stuff like slowly. They're trying like the 15-minute cities. I think that's the, you ever heard of those?
Yeah. We talked about them on the show before. Okay.
I thought we did. I wasn't sure though. I think that's like the beginning, one of the first steps towards it. Because, you know, you section off these cities, you know, you only go so far. You can't drive out of it, but you can walk if you want, but then you have to be back. Like, I think all that is just to contain, and then how they can control a population that's contained within their walls and keep that. It's like a little business. Each little city is its own little business, keeping all the workers inside the hive constantly and with no need to leave. As long as they don't need to leave and you provide everything for them, now they can sit there, basically be a slave stuck to the spot doing their 9-to-5 jobs or probably longer at this point for as long as they want. And I just feel like people that get stuck in these cities for too long, and if this process goes on too far, it's going to be like a prison they're stuck in. And it's going to be like these little, you know, flash forward a couple thousand years. That, let's just say this experiment is still going on. It gets reaches full fruition. There'll just be little dots around the whole globe of like cities that everyone lives in. And then there you got your people like us. I'll be outside of the walls that they're trying to constantly people are trying to constantly kill.
Yeah, you see, here's the thing is that's not what's going to happen, in my opinion.
What do you mean?
They're going to try to do that. The problem is there's going to be more people outside than inside.
Oh, yeah, but we won't want anything to do with it. That thing is, I think there'll be a separation where we won't want anything to do with the city, so we'll stay away.
We talked about this.
And then they lock it all down and start shooting everyone that gets close. So
that's fine. I don't want to go in there.
Yeah, I don't want to either.
Nobody wants to go in there.
Yeah. I mean, eventually, you'd have to just burn it all down. Just burn it all down.
They'll starve to death in there. Where do you think the food comes from? They're going to run out of soybean paste because all the farmers are outside the wall.
No, they're printing it. They're 3D printing.
They need the soybean paste to 3D print.
Yeah, but it's the elites that control all the cities are going to be like driving airplanes around, shooting lasers, zapping every human, any form of organic life they can see that's alive.
And all the farmers are dead, and then there's no food production.
They got robots. It's 2,000 years in the future. They got robots.
2,000 years in the future? You have high hopes for our species.
No, we're not. This will not last that long.
The platypus will take over well before then.
No, I think humans will still be around. It'll just be
platypus. It's when the Australian wildlife start invading the mainland.
That's why they put them all on an island.
Mm-hmm. It's happening. Cassowaries and emus will try to swim. Once they make it to Asia, we're done.
They're getting all. Yep. Now they make a new island.
Seeing that cassowary. Just
yeah. What?
For Asia.
They'll start a new ice age and crack off a new island to float away, and then they'll throw everything on that. Start this whole thing over again. That's what happened to Antarctica. Australia was just next. What's next after that? India? Africa? South America? You can crack off all of South America pretty easy.
Yeah, we kind of already did.
Yeah, you're right. We did do that.
Dug through Panama.
Yeah.
No, oh. I really don't think it'll ever get to... I don't think this plan will ever come to fruition. No,
I don't think so either, and I hope it doesn't. And
because we talked about this several things off air. The largest, the current generation we're a part of, is the largest generation to ever switch back to the homesteading movement.
Right, yeah.
In history.
We're fighting back.
It's the first generation, millennials are the first generation to ever have the internet for their entire lives. They are, and then they take that information. They have the worldwide access to unlimited information.
And then they realize.
And then they logged out.
Because they're like, this is what's best.
Yeah, and then they're going back. They realize the government's lying. Everything's poison. Mm-hmm. Raise your own food.
So we need everyone just to take that stance. We need everyone to realize they're all lying. The government's poison, and they're stealing our food.
1 second. Calm down. Just a little bit.
I mixed all that up, by the way.
The government's stealing our food. Now you may lose track. What was I going to say? Nah, it's gone.
Sorry, government's lying. The government is bad.
The government's bad, I agree.
Bad, okay. I don't know. I mean, stay away from the cities if all possible. I mean, but reevaluate that lifestyle change. If you're not a homesteader yet, if you're listening to the show and you're not trying to homestead yet.
You're not doing it right. Buy some quail. Talking to you, Robert.
Buy quail. Filter your water. grow your own food, and keep your close friends closer, and start a community. Start a community with your closest friends and family, ones you trust, ones you care about, ones you want to help, and ones you want to help you. That's all you need in this world. And we got to band together and get rid of this system of junk, this system of fake food, this system of... A little secret here at the shack. So remember, if you're still here listening, remember to...
This is the show that never ends.
Still going. This is our...
You see the room making that?
Huh?
The Never Ending Story.
The movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Netflix bought the rights to it.
Oh, no, I'm against it. It should be it. And Merkle Media should recreate... Merkle Media should recreate old movies. And stop giving the woke twists on every recreation and just do it like it was supposed to.
Just had that conversation today, too.
Why don't we do that?
I don't, because I have no drive to do that. I just don't watch it.
No, I mean just, like, advocate for that.
Yeah, it's 10-mile radius now.
For what?
It's 15-minute cities.
That's all I need to burn. Let's just get a big ol' blowtorch from space. Fly and put it on a satellite, fly it over New York. Fireball. It'd be bad if I was like a...
Here, 1 second.
Had access.
I'll pull up the political view song. You keep talking for a minute.
Political view song? I don't want to get copyright stuff, have this show taken down. You know it'll happen. We're on the radar. We're on that list. I saw it. I saw the list.
How many people do you think it's still listening?
To this show? Mm-hmm. Right now? Yeah. I can't imagine it's too many. At this point.
If anybody's like listening on Apple and like, why is there an extra 10 minutes after the outro?
Wait, what's this?
You know what this is.
Well, I seen the...
A breath of fresh air.
Yeah, we don't like that. Wait, what? That's... Oh, that's this. Okay. And with this, we bid you adieu.
Well, it's no secret our country's in some trouble here. The left is mad, the right's enraged, and the middle's disappeared. The fat cats expect us to bail out them and all their friends. And when they've spent our money, they stick out their hands again.
It's times like this that each of us needs to reach across the aisle.
Instead of hurling insults, we can try to share a smile.
It's time for guillotines, it's time to raise the voice, it's time to sharp the blades, we just can't take this anymore. It's nothing personal, we gave your way a try, we're sorry but you at the top all have to die.
Pundits to let's show our thanks.
Oh, it really-
we'll have to kill your wives and children too.
Storm the Hamptons and Beverly Hills, and to Georgetown we'll go. And we'll burn Connecticut to the ground so that nothing ever grows.
It's time for guillotines. It's time to raise the boards. It's time to sharpen blades. We just can't take this anymore. Those peaceful protests just were not cutting it. Martin Luther King and Gandhi both can go suck a dick. We can come together. We can do this if we try. Find our common enemy and unite both our sides. A lesbian and a NASCAR fan helping hold a lobbyist down, while a priest and an abortion doctor curb stomp him into the ground. We'll take the Secretary of the Treasury and the Chairman of the Fed, and let all 300 million citizens gang rape them till they're dead. And when every man, woman, and child has finished running the train, we'll rest for a couple hundred years before we have to do it again. It's time for guillotines. It's time to raise the boards. It's time to sharpen blades. We just can't take this anymore. It's nothing personal. We gave your way a try. We're sorry, but you at the top all have to die. We're sorry, but you at the top all have to die.